Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about. Your calls are the primary element. We go to your phone calls. Anthony is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk about the swine flu thing.
Okay.
I also believe that we shouldn't worry about it, you know?
I'm definitely not worried about it.
Yeah, I'm not either. I think it's really dumb to be worried about it.
Well, there's no point in worrying about anything in general. It's usually a waste of your mental time to spend any significant amount of time worrying, because worrying doesn't stop anything from happening. You know, worrying isn't actually productive.
Yeah.
You could, if you were concerned about it, you could prepare yourself. But I think a lot of these people are going overboard. And we're going to tell you in a moment about the New Jersey school district that's going to mandate hand sanitizing. So clearly there are people that are worried about this, and they're making it the primary thing that they focus their time on. And it just seems like it's blown out way out of proportion. Like Nick was pointing out last hour, the swine flu doesn't seem to be, at least this point, as dangerous as the average flu.
Yeah, I don't worry about it either, because I mean, it just seems like the regular flu to me.
Yeah, I'm not somebody who's an expert. I'm not a doctor. I haven't done a lot of research into it. And I haven't seen my friends getting sick any more than they would normally get sick.
The fact of the matter is you're far more likely to die from something like a car accident or heart disease.
There you go.
These, you know, they're mundane things to
lightning
most people
strike.
Because they're so common. But the things that you should actually maybe think about altering your behavior to try to avoid are mostly lifestyle choices. They're going to put you at greater risk for cancer or heart disease or something like that. But people would rather focus on, you know, this bizarro idea that they're going to die from swine flu.
It's the scare of the moment, right?
Avian flu. It was bird flu just a couple of years ago, and that blew over pretty quickly.
Anthony, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's kind of cool to be scared about something, right? It gives you feels like you're living your last days or something like that. I don't know.
I guess
there's an excitement factor there, isn't there?
I think to some extent people use scenarios like this, they use scares like this to distract themselves from the things in their day-to-day lives that they can actually do something about. I mean, it seems to me you're dealing with an airborne virus here that probably isn't going to kill you. And you're not going to be able to do much about it unless you actually wear a gas mask whenever you go outside or shutter yourself in a room. Most people who are worried about
this. Do you need a gas mask, or does the little paper thing that I've seen people? I've not actually seen them in person.
The surgical mask. I know I've read studies saying that it is effective in preventing the spread of the regular seasonal influenza if used correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the virus in this case is smaller. It may be somewhat effective, but that's not worth doing. And personally, in my opinion, I'm not going to walk around with a surgical mask on worrying about, dying from the swine flu. It's not something you should be spending your time worrying about.
I don't know what is a higher risk. I mean, are you at a higher risk of getting swine flu or getting struck by a bolt of lightning? I haven't seen the actual numbers, but that's about my level of concern. It's like a lightning strike, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and, maybe it will spread. Maybe quite a few people will get it, but it's probably not going to kill that many people. It's just going to be like a regular case of the flu, and I really don't think there's much that can be done to change that. I am somewhat worried about a government overreaction or people wasting their time and mine because they're overly concerned about this, but really the swine flu itself, it's not of much concern to me.
Well, some people are going to make some big money off of the swine flu, that's for sure. I don't know if what our callers last hour were suggesting is true, and that is that, it's manufactured by the government, and that that way the pharmaceutical companies can make a bunch of money off of coming up with a cure for it. I don't know. probably not the truth, but there is some truth to say that some companies are going to be profiting big time from this. And here's one example. New Jersey school district to mandate hand sanitizing. The story is from WCBSTV.com, where the Jersey City School District is taking a proactive measure to fight the swine flu. By November, every single classroom, that's 3,000 of them, will be equipped with hand sanitizers. So whatever company it is that's making those hand sanitizer dispensers, the 3,000 of them that the Jersey City School District will be purchasing, they'll be making some good money off of this the swine flu situation. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That's a pretty decent-sized order, 3,000 units. As many times as they can, that's what I'd like for them to do. That's our preventative method to ensure the parents and to the community that the students and the children are safe health-wise, said Superintendent Charles Epps. Best way to keep them safe. Superintendent said students will be required to sanitize their hands when they walk into the class in the morning, before and after lunch, and after each restroom visit. He said, in fact, they'll be monitored by the teachers. So if you don't sanitize your hands when you come back into class, you'll be punished. This is going to be the new way they're going to be going after young people.
Yes.
They didn't sanitize their hands. That's obsessive.
There are downsides to using hand sanitizers, too. I mean, some people are looking at this, well, that's a bit silly, but there's no downside to it. Maybe it'll prevent some kids from getting flu. But on the other hand, not so. I mean, flu is an airborne thing, too. So just because you're sanitizing your hands doesn't mean you're not going to get it from someone who's infected. Yeah. So you could get a false sense of security that way. Plus, you are cutting down on the number of germs you're exposed to on a daily basis. And that's really not a good thing in the long run, in my
because
view.
Not all of them are bad, right? I mean, not all bacteria is bad. No. I don't know. Are germs and bacteria the same thing? Are they?
Got bacteria, and then you've got viruses.
I see.
Basically, there are good bacteria. I don't know if too many good viruses. But what you're looking at, too, is you're destroying the bad bacteria and the bad viruses, you know, the things that will make you sick, like regular seasonal flu, and you're not building up an immunity to them because you're not being exposed to them on a small level. For most of us are going to be exposed to, you know, germ-causing agents, germ-causing pathogens, or disease-causing pathogens, rather, every day. But we're exposed to them on a small level, we build up an immunity, and we don't actually ever get sick from them.
A little bit is valuable to your immune system. This has been my understanding, that the kind of obsession that this culture has with keeping everything, you know, perfectly clean and sanitized and sterilized, and kind of this mom obsession that I've actually been inculcated with. I'll find myself thinking, maybe I should wash my hands right now, when in point of fact, maybe I shouldn't. You know, maybe it's not that big of a deal.
And there are other downsides to it, too. I mean, for as much as the anti-vaccine folks want to talk about how bad vaccines are for public health, I don't really agree with them there. But I will say that this obsession that a lot of Americans have with over-sanitizing everything, there are some studies. It's still very, you know, there's nothing solid yet. But a lot of people are drawing a link between the high rate of allergies that we see now and the fact that people just aren't exposed to things in everyday life that they used to be.
To build those immunities up to where if they're not exposed to those things, then they don't have any of those immunities. So when one of them actually hits them, then it may hit them like a ton of bricks. Right.
Or you get allergies, which are essentially an immune system deficiency. You're having a problem. Your body is, you're breathing in, tree pollen, and your body is deciding to attack that because your body really hasn't figured out that it has better things to deal with.
So now at Jersey City School District, and who knows, this may very well spread across the country. Bureaucrats love to borrow ideas from one another's. They'll be doing this for every single student every time they go into the classroom. I mean, that's going to move through a lot of hand sanitizer, isn't it? I mean, if there are 3,000 classrooms, think 25, 30 kids per classroom. That's a lot of replacing the hand sanitizer. I mean, this is going to be a buku bucks for whatever company it is that is supplying these products. So some people are going to be making some big money off of this this H1N1 thing. The first batch of hand sanitizers will be arriving at the schools toward the end of the month. Infectious disease specialists say it's the best way to prevent the spread of swine flu, and parents agree. Parents cheering it on, like Cheryl Roberts saying, it's a great thing. It's just something that should have been done years ago. well, everybody was fine years ago. I mean, I went to school with a bunch of kids, and we didn't have to hand sanitize. We all made it through.
All still here.
Yeah, it seems like an overreaction, but hey, good for whoever's selling the hand sanitizer. Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring out whatever you want by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. We've got updates on our website. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop via your email box whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates, www.freetalklive.com and check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. He's a Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, who focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folk. He doesn't pretend to be unbiased in his reports and does try to add some humor to his packages. Find his videos at lclreport.com or join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. That's lclreports.com. As we continue here, are you frightened of this H1N1 thing? Are you going to be hand sanitizing several times a day as they're mandating now at the Jersey City School District? Going to install 3,000 hand sanitizers, one in every single classroom. Will be mandating that students upon entering school will have to hand sanitize when they walk into class. When they go to lunch, they'll have to hand sanitize. When they come back from lunch, and any time they come back from the bathroom, they'll have to hand sanitize. There will obviously be punishments for those who refuse to obey this. And as you're pointing out, Nick, this could be kind of dangerous to people's health. I mean, the idea of constant hand sanitization could mean, and you mentioned this during the break, and it's a great point, deserves to be mentioned on the air, that could cause certain bacteria to become resistant to sanitization, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how they'll react to alcohol, but I know that because it's mostly these hand sanitization gels are mostly alcohol-based.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that the overuse of antibiotics does produce drug-resistant bacteria. So, for instance, they used to use penicillin to treat a lot of common infections, and now, in many cases, they have to prescribe amoxicillin because the bacteria became essentially immune to the effects of the penicillin.
It evolved, if you will.
Right. I mean, when you see on, say, an antibacterial dish soap that it kills 99.99% of germs, well, that 0.01% of germs isn't killed. And over time, the good bacteria and the bad bacteria build up a resistance to it. And I realize that H1N1 is a virus, but the same thing goes here. Just because you're targeting a virus doesn't mean you're not going to be developing drug resistance in a whole bunch of bacteria.
It sounds kind of scary to me, the idea that everyone at the school would be forced to do this. Wouldn't that mean that if something did develop like what you're talking about, that if it hit that school, then everybody would basically come down with it? If there's no way to kill it with the anti or the hand sanitizer,
yeah, I mean,
you're wide open.
It's something that develops over time, and I don't know how much danger there is in the short term, but over the long run, I think it is harmful to people's health to overuse antibacterials and antibiotics.
Well, for instance, when we talk about this a lot, when a government program is created, it doesn't tend to go away. So if they're going to install 3,000 hand sanitizer dispensers in every single classroom in Jersey City School District, what are the odds that, another year and a half goes by, swine flu's kind of blown by at that point? Are they going to stop using the hand sanitizers, or are they just going to figure, well, it's good for kids, so let's just keep using it? And it's good for whoever it is that's got the contract to provide.
Yeah, I have a feeling they will probably keep using this after the swine flu scare blows over. But you have to think about why would swine flu justify this? I mean, what's being projected as far as the number of Americans who are going to get sick and die from swine flu, even some of the worst-case scenarios, they really aren't that bad compared to the seasonal flu. I'm sorry, it's not a good thing. It's not something you shouldn't care about.
As far as risk is concerned, right?
As far as risk is concerned, I mean, thousands of Americans are killed every year by the regular seasonal flu, and nobody really bats an eye. Nobody seems to care. You'll get the every year there'll be the story on the nightly news about, well, now the new flu shot is out, so you should go get it if you're at risk. But nobody panics about it. Nobody takes these absurd measures where we're going to sanitize our hands every 5 minutes, and it's not necessary this time around either. I'm sorry, it's not the plague. It's not the Black Death spreading around the country.
Let's go to your phone calls. Jesse's on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick.
Hi.
Jesse, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm in New York, and Albany Med and a bunch of the other hospitals are kind of requiring that healthcare workers take the regular flu vaccine, or else they're going to potentially lose their jobs by a certain date. It's pretty wild what's been going on.
Are you one who works at a hospital?
No. I work at a preschool, but I'm, just as concerned that something like that might happen where I work a little down the road.
Has there been any discussion of such things?
Not yet, but we've been kind of like taking a more precautious thing. We don't have any like mandated hand sanitizers or anything. But
I think this mentality can it has a very good chance of spreading. I mean, if people see that one group is doing X as far as taking precautions, they may say that, well, we feel like we need to take those precautions too, and then someone else will jump on board that bandwagon. Before you know it, you've got hand sanitizers going in all over the place, getting kids into this habit of using hand sanitizers on a daily basis, and perhaps setting them up for a very dangerous situation, as we've been talking about.
Yes.
Any other thoughts tonight for us?
Well, also, yeah, I was reading a lot about the actual vaccines and just it containing squalene and mercury and all that other stuff.
Okay. Nick, you were saying that you actually looked at the mercury claims that some of the earlier callers were making.
There is some mercury in the vaccine still. It is in the form of thimerosal. So there is some there. They have.
So there's some truth to that statement.
They have done away in some of the vaccine. It depends on which vaccine you're taking. Because of concerns over the mercury content that were raised several years ago, some vaccines have eliminated the thimerosal, and some are were considered trace amounts in them now, which a trace amount is being defined here from what I'm reading as 1 microgram or less of mercury per dose. There might still be some ones out there that contain a significant amount of mercury, too, though. So,
is that an acknowledgement that it was dangerous, or is it just pandering to people's fear?
It is saying that there were concerns raised. They say theoretical concerns raised over the possibility that over the possibility of mercury poisoning. So
has there actually been?
I'm more concerned about the squalene because I'm reading an article that's in UK news. The title is "Gulf War Toxins in Swine Flu Vaccine," and there was some about the Gulf War syndrome being caused by squalene. Back, you know, so I'm concerned with that. I think that's the main thing for me.
Well, I can tell you, I'm not planning on taking the swine flu vaccine, and that's not because I won't take any vaccine at all. I've taken quite a few of them, actually, just because of the way the last swine flu scare led to a vaccine that killed quite a few more people than the disease itself. I'm worried there might be a repeat of that. And I haven't read up on all the ingredients in the vaccine.
Most people won't assess the risk like you will. They'll just take the suggestion and they'll take it.
Yeah, but I'll take my chances with swine flu rather than the vaccine. Other people might decide differently. If they're the ones getting the vaccine, that's really none of my business. So I think people should make up their own minds on this.
Indeed, Jesse, thank you for the call. Obviously, there's a lot. For people that are interested in this, it's one of those things that you can just spend as much of the free time that you have on. We had the lady call in earlier saying there's hundreds of pages of research about this stuff. I don't know about you, though. I don't have time to look through all that. So I'll just play it safe because I feel safe right now. I feel safe just going about my life as I've normally gone about my life. I mean, obviously, I've always been at risk for catching something, but I've managed to make it this far, so I'm not too concerned. Are you? 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple.
Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Can bring up anything by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd also like to keep your clients, too. So visit SACL CAI through their banner right at the top of our website at freetalklive.com. You can't miss it. That's SACL CAI. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, we go to Scott in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Mark's actually not here tonight, but...
Ian, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want you to listen. I'm going to be a little bit long, and I'm going to tell you, everybody's calling in about this swine flu, and I haven't heard the other side, and maybe your co-partner has. Well, I called in a while back. You remember out in Massachusetts, they passed that mandatory with the 2028 bill, to mandate that swine flu shot. It's like these hand washer things. This could spread across the nation. And I don't know if you're familiar, when you can go Google it, search it, about all these prison FEMA camps that are put up in every state around America. And I figure that also, too, you can Google and do your search on these prison train cars that have shackles inside them. And what I believe that's coming down the road is that you're going to be mandated to take this shot. If you don't, you're going to be arrested. And then you're going to be put in these prison train cars. And I've been studying this for almost a half a year now. And most of these big FEMA camps are out west, and they're going to take you out there.
I thought you said they were in every state.
They're going to the ones where I live in Wisconsin are smaller. They can't hold that many people quarantined.
Okay.
The ones out west are what I've seen are gigantic. And they're going to haul you out there, no matter if you got the swine flu or you're a terrorist because you didn't take the shot. They're going to throw you in these camps, and then you're going to be in real trouble because you're going to die getting the swine flu out there or whatever. So,
sounds pretty scary. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, you know, I'm a religious man, but, you know, everybody's got to get a little game plan down and get prepared to flee out to the country because you do not want to be in the big city when this is happening if they're quarantined, the roads off, and all this stuff.
It's, so you think they're going to use swine flu as the excuse to do this?
Well, you know, you look at the bill that was out. You said that you recognized it a while back out in Massachusetts.
I don't recall that, but I'll take your word for it.
We did report on that on Free Minds Radio, and
were they mandating it?
It was a proposed piece of legislation. I don't know that it has passed, but it would allow them, the state of Massachusetts, to arrest people who refuse to take the vaccine, and it gave the governor the power to mandate taking the vaccine. So if you refuse, you could be arrested and then be charged a fee for every day that you are held in prison.
So what you're telling me, Scott, is you believe that the Federal Emergency Management Authority has train cars with shackles on them, and you've seen evidence of this?
Yes, I have. And Gunderson Fabrication out west, back in 2004, when President Bush was president, signed a contract of $2 billion for them to build these cars. And these are some of the guys that found out, that worked for them, that fleed. And they're one was a retired military guy that blew this open and was saying that when he realized that they were putting these shackles in these cars, he left the job because he didn't want to deal with it. But
and this was back in the year 2000, you said?
2004. 2004. Bush signed a contract with Gunderson Fabrication to have these prison train cars built. And, Eon, they also got good evidence that they sent the senator over to China with to have 20,000 train cars sent over here that have shackles in them. And what do you think they're going to use these train cars for? All I can see is, like, they're going to start mandating this, and you're going to be in trouble if you deny taking it.
All right, Scott, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I have no idea if there's any truth. Whoa. I have no idea if there's any truth to his claims. Pretty scary story if it's true. What are you going to do? I mean, even if it's true, are you going to take their little vaccination? Are you going to take it from them, Nick? What do you think?
Huh?
Are you going to take their vaccination if they force it on you? If they try to put you in a train car otherwise?
No, I'm not going to. If they're going to try to put me in a train car, then I think it's time to use other methods of trying to reform the system besides the nonviolent kind. I mean, whatever the reason is that they're going to put you in a train car, then that is the time to resist if you're being put in the train car for any reason. I don't think we're going to be rounded up and put into cattle cars and shipped out west to these death camps.
There's been a lot of speculation over the years about these FEMA camps, and I've seen some of the pictures of one of the alleged camps, and it's an old Amtrak station. That's all it was. It's just an Amtrak station that's essentially...
Well, there's certainly facilities that can be used to round people up. I mean, they could imprison people on army bases if they wanted to.
I think it's really an overactive imagination on the part of a lot of these people is what I think it is, personally.
Yeah, I think people are getting a little bit ahead of themselves in that they see that the government is doing lots of horrible, violent things.
This is true.
It's a matter of degrees, and you do have to have a bit of an eye for the degrees, and we're just not there yet. I can't imagine why people think that the American people are, you know, so complacent at this point that they're going to be rounded up and put onto cattle cars.
But they'd put up with that, that they would accept
that? I don't think we're at that
point. Are people that afraid of swine flu that they would accept their neighbors being thrown onto train cars?
They're going to need a better excuse to do it, if that's what they're planning to do. And quite honestly, the reports on these FEMA camps are pretty shaky. I mean, is FEMA building facilities that could be used to house people? Well, Yeah, I'm sure they're building facilities.
Well, we know they've housed people. They did that during the Hurricane Katrina aftermath. They did put people into a camp, if that's what you want to call it. And I'm not sure how fortified said camp was, but they certainly did have housing for those folks, and it was probably not a pleasant place to be. But I don't know if they were forced to be there.
Yeah, if the plan was to round people up, they could put people in college football stadiums and surround the field with razor ribbon and armed guards. I mean, they don't need to build these massive camps.
Special camps just for the purpose.
Unless the claim is that they're death camps and they're going to kill a significant portion of the population. And I just think that's a little bit out there. I don't know about you, Ian.
I've never believed that one. It's never made sense to me, the idea.
Why do they have to? What's their incentive?
It doesn't make sense. In fact, there's a disincentive because if you believe that, you know, the bankers control everything, and I don't think that's true necessarily, but they certainly have a lot of influence and they do have a lot of power, and that's, I mean, he who controls the money certainly has a lot of...
And not just bankers, rich people, ultra-rich people in general, they have a lot of influence and a lot of interest.
But without having a bunch of people that are under their class to build their boats and their yachts and their houses, their mansions and things like that, provide the clothing that they wear and all of the wonderful products and services that they use, they're just not going to have as nice of a lifestyle. I mean, if they were to go through with these plans that the conspiracy theorists believe they're going to go through with, they're going to wipe out 90% of the Earth's population. You know, no. What's the point of that? Those 90% of the Earth's population are busily producing things to increase the quality of living and the standard of living for all of us, including the rich people. It just doesn't make any sense. There's a reason to have people out there toiling away and doing. If you're a rich person and you want to control things, then that gives you more people to control. It gives you more wealth to extract, right? Because by inflating the money supply, they're extracting the wealth from the workers. The people are out there working hard to earn a living, and they're having their living taken from them through the process of inflation. If you kill 90% of those people, then you're not going to be able to extract as much wealth. It doesn't make sense to me.
It's never made sense to me either.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, you know, yes, the government is bad. Yes, they do hurt peaceful people. I don't know if it's gone as far or will go as far as they're suggesting. Maybe they're right, though. Who knows?
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, rmapply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit rmapply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. People who can call in about whatever you want. We've been everywhere from train cars to death camps to sanitization, H1N1. All kinds of stuff tonight here. 800-259-9231. How much of it's true? I don't know. That's for you to decide. And it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, and hopefully have some fun too. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to perks like the Amp Only Call-In Lines, chat room, forum, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So I'm looking into this little FEMA claim that has been made just recently on the program, Scott, a few moments ago, saying that there was some big contract and the federal government ordered a bunch of these FEMA train cars with shackles apparently in them. And I did go ahead and Google FEMA train cars shackles and went to the image search. And there are some ominous looking train cars pictured there. They're these white kind of almond colored train cars that are fairly tall, seem like a lot taller than the average train car would be, with holes, windows with little holes in them on the sides. It's just very strange looking. I don't know what it is. Maybe they keep horses in there. I don't even know if what I'm looking at is an actual picture of what the federal government ordered. I mean, it's the internet, so who knows what it is they're picturing here. I hope people like Scott aren't right in their dire, evil predictions for this. But if it's true what they're saying, why would they be ordering those cars? I mean, if it's true, and I have no idea if it's true, right? Because he's going on hearsay because somebody claimed they had worked for the federal government and decided they'd quit because of all of this happening. But that's just what they said, right? There's no independent verification of their claims.
One could argue that they're, you know, creating these boxcars in case they're anticipating, you know, prisoners of war, something like that. Maybe they're expecting a contingency where there is going to be a civil war or some kind of massive civil unrest. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're planning to round up dissidents and throw them on cattle cars.
And are trains the best way to move people around? I mean, are trains even running? I remember when I was down in Florida, you can't get a train south of Tampa.
You can't get a train in many parts of New England at this point. I mean, there's a rail line that runs from Boston to Montreal, but as far as I know, that's like the only real rail line that runs through these northern New England states.
So how likely is it that these will be utilized for such things? I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't understand why they wouldn't just drive people, a few miles out into the woods and then shoot them and bury them.
And throw them into a pit somewhere.
Yeah.
Why pay to keep them alive? I mean, if you are putting them in a concentration camp, you have to feed them, don't you? I mean, you have to take care of them to some extent. I guess that would give a contract to one of their buddies, so you could point out that that might be money for a company.
It's not like they're going to be able to hide this, though. I mean, some people are going to make the claim that they would try to get people out of sight. Well, the fact of the matter is, if they're going to be rounding up hundreds of thousands of people, which mm-hmm. is what's being implied here with the idea that they're building these camps, they're not going to be able to hide that fact that people are being rounded up and carted off to camps.
Right. They might be able to whisk off the occasional person once in a while, but if they've got 102,000 train cars like these articles on the Internet are suggesting, that's a lot of damn people. 102,000 cars.
I have my doubts. The skeptic in me has a lot of doubts about that.
I certainly do as well. And it comes back to a conversation I think we were having when we had Sam here recently about staying positive and not kind of subscribing to the paranoia factor, not buying in to all of these rumors. I mean, what are basically rumors? There's no real verification of this. There's a few ominous-looking pictures of some scary-looking rail cars, but you don't actually see inside. You don't see the claims. There's no verification of the claim that there are shackles in these cars. There's no real explanation as to what those cars are. They're just pictures. And then there's allegations that are uttered on talk shows by people who are completely anonymous. I don't know who Scott in Wisconsin is. I don't know who the guy was that he was claiming was making the allegations about these cars being ordered. There's no real way to verify this stuff.
Yeah, and if people are making claims that aren't falsifiable, it's very hard to take them seriously because there's no way for me to tell whether they're telling the truth or not, and I really don't have a reason to just take their word for it.
And what if you do take their word for it? What if? I mean, just let's follow the line of thinking here for a moment. What if we were to believe every word that Scott said and that, oh my gosh, they are getting ready to round people up? Well, what are you going to do about it?
You could leave the country, I suppose.
You could. And where are you going to go? Well, not everybody can afford to leave the country. Let's presume you can't necessarily. Let's presume you're living paycheck to paycheck, and you don't have, like a lot of Americans are, and you don't have any significant savings with which you could buy a plane ticket to Europe or Panama or something like that. Then what do you do? You just have to keep doing what you're doing, right? I mean,
worry about it.
And worry and worry and then make yourself sick from worry. I mean, if you worry too much, you could get yourself sick. I mean, they call cancer the worrier's disease. They call heart attacks, they say heart attacks happen to the type A personalities, the people that are angry all the time. I think there's something to that, personally. I think that you can manifest sickness in yourself by being in the kind of a sick mindset all the time. And I think that's what this particular viewpoint suggests, the conspiratorial viewpoint where there's always some sort of plot against you and the evil bankers of the world are trying to destroy you. It's very, very defeatist to believe in stuff like that. Where does it really get you anyway, besides calling radio talk shows and trying to spread the word about what you believe to be the truth? Where else does that belief system take you? It takes you into a world of anger, a world of confusion, a world of fear. It takes you into defeatism, where you come to believe the stories you're being told, that, well, the bankers are in control, and they are going to exterminate 90% of the population, and why am I even here then? Why are you even trying to spread the word about it? If you believe that the bankers are so powerful and so influential that they're getting away with this stuff, what is your phone call going to do? What is calling X fill-in-the-blank talk show host and spouting off about what you believe to be the case going to do to change things? I mean, if the bankers are that influential, how is your phone call going to make a difference? I mean, what is it that these people are actually doing to prepare themselves for this, you know, scary future that they've painted?
Well, some people are preparing. I mean, they go into the realm of essentially bunker building. And they're stockpiling food or ammunition and explosives. You know, there are people out there, you know, they're worried about what's
right.
going to happen and they're getting
what
ready.
What does that do for you? What does it do if you build a bunker and they're starting to round people up? Look, I mean, because that's what you're going to have to know, they're rounding people up in order to get into your bunker, right? To leave society and get into your bunker. And then, you know, you've got food for, come on, how many months' worth of food can you really store in the bunker? Maybe a year or two, something like that, if you've really got a hell of a lot of food. So you're in there for a year or two. Then what? So you've managed to suck air in your underground bunker for another year or two, doing who knows what, reading books or watching television, if you can still get over-the-air television at that point. You've managed to suck air for a few extra years. Have you actually accomplished anything? Have you done anything for freedom? No, you've just kept your body alive. You've just moved on through a few more days. Is there any real purpose to that mentality? Do you think that after you've been out, if you've been in your bunker for a year or two and eaten up all your food, and I don't know how you crap down there, but
I was using bunker building as sort of.
But people do this. Literal. They actually do build bunkers, right? I mean, they still do this.
You know, I'm enough of a crackpot myself that I say having a bunker, if you've got the money, and you, that's what you want to spend it on. It can't hurt. Like, preparedness.
I've got some cans of food downstairs.
There's only so far that it is practical to go. Because as you point out, Ian, if things are really going to be that bad, and they're going to stay that bad, you're not practically going to be able to live out in the woods for 20 or 30 years until the end of your days.
It's going to get cold here in New Hampshire, and I'm going to need an oil delivery, man.
Would you even want to? I mean, would you even want to go live in the woods?
Yeah, right.
It might be better to get blown away.
Yeah.
And you know, have that be the end of it.
That's kind of how I feel.
That sounds a little bit better to me than sitting around, whether it's literally in a bunker,
waiting
or off
to
in
die.
The
yeah. And you're just waiting to. I mean, obviously, we're all going to perish eventually, unless we come up with the robot bodies and manage to augment ourselves. You know, it's a possibility. But, you know, without the robot bodies or the internet download of your consciousness or whatever, then you're probably going to pass away. So. Generally, we're all passing time in some way until we reach our demise, but at least in the world we're in, we can do all kinds of interesting things. When you're living in your bunker or in the cabin out in the middle of the woods, for some people, that's their lifestyle, and that's what they want, and I understand it. It's not the lifestyle that I want. That's not something I want for myself, so I think I might be on board with you. Just, you know, take the bullet. I mean, if you're out there for a year, you're in your bunker for a year, and you come out, the government's still going to be there, right? They're still going to be doing awful things. What have you accomplished? Can you answer that? 800-259-9231.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.